Back out the Warren County 4-H Fair 2025, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Chad Baker with WITY, and made my way over to the Llamas. And Ryan Zier is one of their most senior representatives for the Llama Club with the 4-H here at Warren County. A big day on Tuesday as they've got all the Llama shows. Ryan, thanks for joining us today.
Hello.
Hi. So Ryan, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I show llamas. One of my favorite things to do is the costume, which is like where you like dress up your llama and then you like go out there. I think it was last year I won first place at State Fair for the costume. So you
went all the way to Indianapolis for llamas last year.
Yes. Okay. You don't have to like win or anything to go for llamas. You can just go whenever you want.
Oh, very nice. So being able to compete at the state level, that's obviously a great thing. Competition a little stiffer there?
Yes. There's a lot of kids who have been doing this since they were like 3. So it's like pretty difficult to go against them.
How long have you been doing it?
4 years now.
4 years. All right. And you're a freshman in high school?
Yes.
And you go to Seeger?
Yes.
All right. Very good. Are you involved with FFA there?
No, I am not.
Okay. Strictly 4-H. That's fine. So how long have you been a member of 4-H?
7 years now.
7 years. And what all do you involve yourself with 4-H? Obviously, there's a lot of different facets. We know llamas. Anything else?
I do photography, sewing, and arts and crafts.
And you got some projects here at the Warren County Fair, correct?
Yes, I do.
Did you guys have judging for that already?
Yes, and I have 3 of my photography posters going to State Fair.
Very nice. Congratulations on that. That's a big... What type of photography do you enjoy doing? Is there any particular topics or subjects that you like to do photos on?
I really like to take photos of, like, flowers and bugs, like, close up, really clear.
Very nice. So insect life, floral life. Very good. What are your career aspirations?
Right now, I really want to either be a psychologist or a behavioral scientist.
Okay. Have you found any facets of dealing with llamas? Because we know that they're kind of a psychological animal that may help you prepare for that.
Maybe.
Yeah. I get that. Well, it definitely teaches you patience, I am sure, because your llama is probably not the most compliant creature.
Yeah. My llama, I've had her since she was a baby, so she trusts me more. So she's like, we're like more bonded, so it's easier to work with her.
So tell me about your llama.
Her name is Happy. She's 4 years old, and she just had a baby 6 weeks ago.
Oh, so how's that impact whenever you have something like that happens? Obviously, nature taking its course. Does that affect her showing? Has she rebounded nicely from that?
She doesn't like taking baths as much, but here lately, since her baby's still pretty young, he likes to be closer to her and she doesn't like to leave him behind. So sometimes it just gets a little difficult with her wanting her baby by her.
Now, have you named the baby?
Not yet. We're thinking about names now, but we haven't figured one out yet.
And ultimately, the baby will be a show llama as well, I'm guessing.
Yes, if he does not become a breeding llama, because if he becomes like a breeder, then you can only show him up till he's 2, and then you can't show him anymore.
Very good. Well, it's always good to know the rules of that, and of course, how that works out. What are you looking forward to the rest of the week as far as fun here at the Warren County Fair? Is there anything away from showing or away from participating that you look forward to? Or are any of your friends in some of the shows that you're looking forward to helping them out?
I'm really excited to ride rides with my friend. And one of my other friends, she shows cattle. So maybe like watch her do that.
Very good. Tell me about your 4-H experience. Obviously, you're a little more of a senior member there. You're well on your way to becoming a 10-year member, it sounds like. What's that been like as far as the camaraderie and the togetherness of this Warren County 4-H group?
I feel like it makes it easier to like have friends and stuff when you have something to like share in common, like the 4-H.
Yeah, you guys have a lot in common with the other 4-H members?
Kind of.
Well, and it's an expansive group. About how many members do you guys have?
I don't know how many 4-H members there are. There's like a bunch.
Hundreds.
Yes.
Okay, very good. And that just shows just how big of a program it is over here. Very nice. Before we tie up with you here, Ryan, you mentioned that you're looking forward to riding some rides. Anything else that folks need to know about Warren County Fair in general or any other aspects of the fair that you enjoy?
I really like watching the other shows because there's a lot of great 4-H people here that are very good at showing.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing everybody compete here. We want to thank you for spending some time talking with us here at WITY, and best of luck this week.
Yep, thank you.
That's Ryan Zaire. She is with the Llama Club here at the Warren County 4-H Fair and part of the Warren County 4-H. We'll have more reports from Warren County moving forward as the week goes on here on WITY. I'm Chad Baker.